Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Frank Duffy. Batting second. The second baseman, Remy Hermoso. Batting third. The DH, Rico Cardi. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Charlie Spikes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Ellis. Batting sixth. The center fielder, George Hendrick. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Liss. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Rusty Torres. Batting ninth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Fritz Peterson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Brian Downing. Batting second. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The DH, Ron Santo. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Jerry Hairston. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Hairman. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bucky Dent. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jim Cott. And now, play ball. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy hits a pop-up towards first. Allen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta takes first base on ball four. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen strikes out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first, with Peterson covering, for the out. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Hairman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 0 for 1 in the game. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Downing moves to second. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a pop-up towards first. Ellis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0 for 1 in the game. Duffy hits a pop-up towards short. Dent settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta misplays the ball. That's an error on Horta. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hermoso moves to second. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0 for 1 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into left field. Hairston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ellis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Spikes. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson scores. It's 1 to nothing, White Sox. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0 for 1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive towards third. Liss reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 0 for 1 in the game. Dent hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Santo trying to get to second. Torres throws the ball into Hermoso, who tags Santo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-1 in the game. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Brian Downing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Downing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Downing hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peterson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horta is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-2 in the game. Allen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-1 in the game. Duncan strikes out. One out. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-2 in the game. Duffy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hermoso hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into center field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hairston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Santo moves to second. Bill Sharp pinch runs for Jerry Hairston. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-2 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso misplays the ball. That's an error on Hermoso. Santo scores. Sharp moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Milt Wilcox now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dent is hit by the pitch. Hermann moves to second. Carlos May pinch hits for Brian Downing. Bruce Ellingson now pitching. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ellingson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos May now playing left field. Bill Sharp now playing right field. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cardi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-2 in the game. Spikes hits a fly ball into right field. Sharp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound, deflecting off of Cott's glove, towards the right side of the infield. Horta fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Hermann fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Duffy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-3 in the game. Melton hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Henderson hits a fly ball into right field. Spikes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Liss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Liss is 0-for-2 in the game. Liss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Torres is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 0-for-2 in the game. Duncan hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermoso scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sharp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharp hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Ellis, and towards Hermoso, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Liss fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frank Duffy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duffy is 0-for-3 in the game. Duffy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Remy Hermoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermoso is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hermoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Duffy moves to second. One out. Rico Cardi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardi is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Cardi hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Duffy scores. It's 2-1, White Sox. John Lowenstein pinch runs for Rico Cardi. Charlie Spikes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spikes is 0-for-3 in the game. Spikes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. John Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.